You're not allowed to make wheat flour, because wheat, you could give for Bikurim. Usarim, and you can't make barley flour, because barley also you could give Bikurim. But maybe only the other ones, only the spelt and the rye and the oats, you're allowed to make matzah. Sheesh b'mina Bikurim. So if you're name, Talmud this the Pasuk says, matzah is matzah's ribuy. There's a ribuy, and something says more. The Pasuk says, matzah is matzma, a few different types of matzahs, you're also yotzer. So in other words, even though matzah made out of wheat and barley, which could come from Bikurim, so what? As long as this flour now is not Bikurim, you could be yotzer the mitzvah's matzah. Because the Pasuk says an extra lashon like matzois. If you're telling me now you have an extra pasuk like matzois to tell us a lot of type of matzahs yotzer the mitzvah, so then afilu Bikurim nami? So maybe even b'chlal Bikurim should also be yotzer the mitzvah. In other words, even though you gave the wheat to the Kohen, Bateras Bikurim, and the Kohen now made it into matzah, maybe he should be Yotzer the Mitzvah, because the Pasuk says matzahs matzahs. And for the Gemara Enechanami, Hod the Beir Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Taka was Choyzer. He doesn't make this heckish, he doesn't learn out from matzah and morum to say Bikurim is no good. So Drashi, Hod the Beir Rabbi Akiva, Mehach HaKesh, he doesn't know from the last heckish, to matzah morum, V'yalef Bikurim mi'bichol mashvaseichim. But Rabbi Akiva rather also dashes the pasuk like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says you can only have matzah that you can eat any place. Mashenkein Bikurim, you cannot eat chutz from Yishlayim, you can't be yotze. What's the right of Kiva was choizem? The tani we learned in the brayson. Yochol I would think yotze yodam yidei chavase beBikurim. Maybe a person could be yotze the mitzvah's matzah or koyin that makes the matzah out of flour that was given to him at Eretz Bikurim. Like why not? Talmud Leimah the pasuk says. B'chol moshvaseichem teichlo matzos. Matzah hanecholes b'chol moshavos. You could only be yotzer with a matzah, such a type of a matzah, that's allowed to be eaten any place you want. Yotzer Bikurim, mashenken, if this matzah was made from flour, wheat, which was given to the Kohen Bateras Bikurim, she'enam necholam b'chol moshavos. You're not allowed to eat it any place in Eretz Yisrael. Ela b'Yerushalayim. Only in Yerushalayim. So you see, here. That's what the Braisa says. So far we don't know who the Braisa is going like. The Stam Braisa, the Chur that says that Yadash and the Posse B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, Bikurim Minat Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. So the Gemara, Yochol Shani Moitzi Af Maiseh Sheni, maybe even Maiseh Sheni also you're not Yotze. Because Maiseh Sheni also, what's Maiseh Sheni? When you talk of Maiseh Sheni, you had wheat growing in Eretz Yisrael, you took off Truma Gedolo, then Maiseh Rishon, then Trumas Maiseh, then Maiseh Sheni. So the wheat is Maiseh Sheni. The locher of Maiseh Sheni is, you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. So what do you now, if you have this wheat, that's Maiseh Sheni, make it into a matzah, even if you're in Yerushalayim, you shouldn't be eitzah the mitzvah. Because this matzah, you're not allowed to take out of Yerushalayim. Since it's made out of Maiseh Sheni, you could only eat it in Yerushalayim. So maybe you're not yotzer with such a matzah either. And that the Gemara answers, Talmud Leimah, there's a pasuk that says, no matzois, with an extra vav that tells plural, that matzois ribuy. We're saying, no, other types of matzah also you are yotzer. Not only a regular matzah, but even Maiseh Sheni also. So we're coming out now. Bikurim, no. Bikurim, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Why not? Because Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim. But Maiseh Sheni, even though also it's only eaten in Yerushalayim, here you could be. Because there's a ribuy matzahs. Fred Gemara, Mehecha Teis, which way to do it? Fred Gemara. Omar Royis, L'rabbis Maiseh Sheni, Elohitzi Bikurim. What do you say? To say that Maiseh Sheni is good, you use the ribu, the extra word matzois, to tell us even Maiseh Sheni. Olohitzi, that the Pasuk says, B'chol Moshvaseichem, sell something is no good, that's Bikurim. How do you know to say it that way? Let's say just the opposite. I'll tell you, Marbani Maiseh Sheni, so the more answers, that the Svar is like this. Marbani Maiseh Sheni Taki is good. Why? Sheyeshloi Heter B'chol Moshvaseichem. There is a case that you could eat Maiseh Sheni any place you want, even outside Yerushalayim. How is the case? Uku the Rebbe Lezer. Like we'll soon see Rebbe Lezer's halacha, that there's a case that when Maiseh Sheni becomes Tamei, you're allowed to even take it out of Yerushalayim and eat it there. So Maiseh Sheni has ways that you could be poider it and eat it outside Yerushalayim also. Ma Shein Kein. Ulohitzi bikurim. Yeah. So he said, Yamumaitzi ani bikurim ashenkin bikurim is no good. Shein laheta b'chol mashavis. There's no way that you're allowed to eat bikurim outside Yerushalayim. So since bikurim you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, therefore bikurim you're not yoytzei mitzvas matzah. Mashenkin or maitzesheni, there are ways that you are allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Therefore yoytzei mitzvas matzah with maitzesheni. So the Mara, the Yomer, what's Rabbi Lezer's halacha? The Yomer Rabbi Lezer, minayin l'maisa sheni shenitmo. How do I know that if you have maisa sheni, even if you brought it into Yerushalayim, that the halacha of maisa sheni is like this usually, where you live outside Yerushalayim, so you have maisa sheni, it's peris, or here it's wheat, you are allowed to be poydirit to make it into the kedusha into money, and the peris you're allowed to eat. But let's say once you take the maisa sheni, you bring it into Yerushalayim, then the din is no. In Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poydirid, like take money and say the kedusha goes on the money and stam eat the peris however you want. No. Once it came into Yerushalayim, you badavka have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't take it out. So that's the kash lechura. Once it gets to Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside. The Teretz says no. Rabbi Lezer is mechadash achidish. Like Rabbi Lezer says, minayin lemaisa sheni. Shenitmo, how do I know if maisa sheni became tomei? That even in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poiderit and take the kedusha onto money and this maisa now, maisa sheni, you're allowed to eat. Talmudayim, the pasuk says, ki loisuchal seisoy. This is the posh of the pasuk of saying you're allowed to be poider maisa sheni. Posh of the pasuk means if you live outside Yerushalayim and you have 100 pounds worth of tefuah, it's too heavy to carry through Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, you can't carry it. So the pasuk says, what? You're allowed to be poider onto money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and the peris eat where you are. Now we dash in v'yein seisoy elo achilos. It means, kiloisuch leisa means you're not allowed to eat it. Not only does it mean it's so heavy you can't carry it, but even if you can't eat it. What do you mean you can't eat it? That it became tummy. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayisa ma'aseis meyes ponov. They took away our food in front of them. So you see, ma'aseis goes on food. So it's the pasuk saying, if you can't eat the ma'aseis sheni, if you can't eat it, then the lachri is you are allowed to be poidrit. So that's Rav Lezer's chiddush. That if you have this ma'aseis sheni inside Yerushalayim, even though the way it is when it's Torah, there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim, but when it becomes tomei and you're not allowed to eat it now because maisa sheni tomei, you can't eat. There's a hefty you're allowed to be poider it. When you're poider, you take the money and say the kedusha maisa sheni should go on to the money, so the money stays with the kedusha's maisa sheni, and this wheat now becomes hutter. You're allowed to eat it wherever you want. You could even take it outside Yerushalayim. So since there's a hecha timsah, you could take maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim and eat it. Therefore, the Torah says you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. Mashenkein bikurim, that you can never eat bikurim outside Yerushalayim, bikurim may not yet the mitzvah matzah with. That's this brisa. Now we're going to bring a raya. This brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva. What's the raya? So Mar says, man shamet lei, the yoma maisa sheni nofek bei, who is the one that says that maisa sheni, you could be yet the mitzvah matzah with? Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Kiva. Because before on Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yosef clearly said, even maisa sheni can't be yet. And here the Brisa says clearly, Maisa Sheni yes, just Bikurim not. So who holds Maisa Sheni yes? That's Rabbi Kiva. Okamamayit lule Bikurim, mivichol moshva seichem. And still this Brisa that goes according to Rabbi Kiva says from the Posig, mivichol moshva seichem, I see Bikurim no. Sheman mina hodabe. So we see clearly Rabbi Kiva was Chayzer. He doesn't learn out Bikurim from the Hekish of Matzah tomorrow, but rather he also learns out Bikurim from this Pasuk, B'chol Moshva Seichem. Since you're only allowed to eat Bikurim in Yerushalayim and not outside Yerushalayim, you can't be Yaitse Mitzvah Matzah with Matzah Bikurim. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Yaitse Yaglili, Tepik Lei Melechem Oini. Rabbi Yaitse Yaglili, before we have two psukim. Before an Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yaitse Yaglili Darshan from the word Lechem Oini, he Darshan that you can't be Yaitse Mitzvah Matzah with Lechem, with Maisa Sheini. Because since Maisa Sheini and Oinin, that means somebody was mate, and he has to sit shiva before the kfurim, he's called an oinin. The lachur is an oinin, is not allowed to eat maisa sheni. And the pasuk says, lechem oini, you could only be yotze mitzvah matzah with something that you could eat even when you're an oinin. That was the Yosef Lili's drasha. That's why he said maisa sheni is no good, because you can't eat it when you're an oinin. So So the kasher is now, why does Rabbi Yossi have to have a new pasuk now for Bikurim? That Bikurim may not yotza. For this pasuk, mi v'chol mashvaseichem, l'chur Bikurim also, you can't eat when you're anointing. If you have a mace and you have to bury him, you're not allowed to eat Bikurim either. So from the pasuk, lechem oini, I should know you're not yotza with Bikurim. That's the Gemara's kasher. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Yossi aglili, typically melechem oini. Just like he says, Maisi Shaini is no good, and he dashins, Mi Shenecho Boini. Only such matzah that you're allowed to eat even when you're anointing. Even if one of your mishpacha was mace, that you have to make kfura before the kfura you called anointing. So you're not allowed to eat Maisi Shaini. The Chur Havim and Yehua, then you're not allowed to eat Bikurim either. So the Pasuk says, for that type of matzah, you can't be yotzei mitzvas matzah. So matzah has to be Lechem Oini, something you could eat when you are anointing. Yotze Zeh Shenecho Lele Besimcha. That the Chur Bikurim, you could only eat when you're matzav of Simcha, and not when you're anointing. So just like the Yaisi Aglili Dashans from that Pasik, Maisi Shaini know, we should know from the same Pasik, Bikurim also not. Now the Gemara, that's not so schwer. Sovalek Reb Shimon. You'll have to say that the Yaisi Aglili holds like Reb Shimon Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Bikurim Asurim Loinin. In the Chlamid, the Tanakama says that Bikurim is supposed to be eaten Besimcha. And anointing, he's not allowed to be the simcha, he can't eat bikurim. But Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says no, anointing is allowed to eat bikurim. Therefore it's good, Rabbi Yosef really holds like Rabbi Shimon, that even though you're anointing before the kfura, even though you're not allowed to be the simcha, you're allowed to eat bikurim. So therefore, from the pasuk of lechem oini, I would not know bikurim is no good. I only know Maisi Shaini is no good, because Maisi Shaini you're not allowed to eat when you're anointing. But Bikurim, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to eat when you're anointing. So maybe you could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah with Bikurim. That's why I need a new Pasuk, B'chol Moshvei Seichem. Know that Bikurim, that you could only eat in Yerushalayim, and not outside Yerushalayim, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah. The Tanya, we learned in a price like this. Bikurim Asurim Leining. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Matzah, Rabbi Shimon says no, anointing is allowed to eat Bikurim. So tomorrow, my time of the Rabbanu, what's the Machlokes Talim? The Pasuk says, Loisucha lecho b'sherecha. You can't eat it in your own cities, that means in Eretz Yisrael, only in Yerushalayim. The Yom Amar, Trumas Yodecha, Elu Bikurim. Trumas Yodecha, Elu Bikurim. That the Pasuk is talking about Bikurim. And it says what? Loisucha lecho b'sherecha. You can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Now in this Pasuk, the Iskish Bikurim Lemaiser. It says Maiser right after Bikurim. So we learn out Hilchas Bikurim from Maiser. Ma Maiser, just like by Maiser. Also Loinen, that's Pshita. Maiser Rishin, you're not allowed to eat when you're Loinen. Or Maiser Sheni. Is Af Bikurim, also Loinen. Who are then Bikurim, also Loinen, is not allowed to eat Bikurim. That's the Tanakama. For Rabbi Shimon, was Rabbi Shimon hold? He holds Truma Karina Rachmanim. The Torah calls Bikurim a din like Truma. Now, just like Truma, Ma Ketruma, Ma Truma, Muteris Loinen, there we have Psukim, that you're allowed to eat Truma if a Kohen becomes an Oinen. One of his Mishpach is Mace. Before the Kfurim, he's allowed to eat Truma. Is a Bizoy, Af Bikurim Mutl Yoinen. That's Reb Shim's Drosha. That Bikurim also you're allowed to eat, even an Oinen is allowed to eat Bikurim. Smell, everything is good. Reb Yosef Lid holds like that also, that an Oinen is allowed to eat Bikurim. Therefore, how do I know you can't be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah with Bikurim? Not from the Pasuk Lechem Oini, because an Oinen could eat it, but from the Pasuk Mevichol Mashvaseichem. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Nehi the Hekish, Leslei, he doesn't know the Hekish good. Bikurim is not Hukish Lamaisa, true. Of the Simcha Miyo Michtav Ksivabu, but the Torah says when you bring Bikurim, the Chur you're supposed to eat it, the Simcha. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'somachta Bechol HaToiv. You're supposed to be happy. When you bring Bikurim, Vice says when the Kohen eats the Bikurim, he has to eat it Besimcha. So Chur, if you're an Oinen, if somebody was Mace, you're not allowed to be Besimcha. So Chur, how does Reb Shimon say an Oinen is allowed to eat Bikurim? The Pasuk says you have to eat it Besimcha. And for the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds like this. Hahu Lizman Simchu Diyosa. That Pasuk is telling us, when are you allowed to bring Bikurim? You're allowed to bring Bikurim at a certain time, at a time of the year when people are Besimcha. Like this, the Tanam, we learned like this. Meyatzeres v'yadachad. From after Shavuos. That's the first time of the year you're allowed to start bringing Bikurim. Shavuos time. Up until Sukkis. Maybe you bring Bikurim, your first fruits of the Shiva Saminim that grow, bring to the Koyim. For Koyim, when you say Ho Kapito Meirami Yoveravi, you say when you bring Bikurim. Mashenke and Meyachag, if you bring it already after Sukkis. V'yad Chanukah until Chanukah time. Maybe you're allowed to bring Bikurim. V'yayin a Kareya. But you don't say the Pasha Rami Yovidovi. Because it's not such a Zman Simcha anymore. Yikas Man Simcha is from Shavuos until Sukkis. That's the time when the farmers plant and the things are growing and they're about to bring it into the house. They're very much besimcha. And Sukkis, that's the Zman Asifa. That's when you brought everything into the house already. That's the Zman Simcha Seinu. We're very happy then. Mashenken, after that already, up until Chanukah, the Simcha is not so great anymore. So how do we know this halacha, that you're only supposed to bring Bikurim on a Zman when we're happy, when the Tfu is growing and about to come into the house? That's from this Pasuk, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. But the Pasuk does not mean you have to eat it when you're b'simcha. Even if you're an Einein, if the Kohen's Mishpacha died, he's still allowed to eat the Bikurim. So that's why it's good where Rabbi Yossi needs a new Pasuk, b'chol moshvaseichem, to tell us that since Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim and not b'chol moshvaseichem, you cannot be Yossi mitzvah matzah with Bikurim. More about the new Gemara now. Tana Rabbon, Lecha Moini, the Pasuk before Bidashin Lecha Moini, Prat, here we're dashing that you can't be yoitzer with such dough, lechalut. Lechalut means that you took the dough, and even the flour, before you lush, made it into a dough, you poured hot water onto it. You like boiled the flour. And that's a choshiva, Rashi says, v'chashivasu. That's a choshiva, very expensive type of a bread. And the locker is lechem, or it has to be like a poor man's bread. The matzah has to be made like a poor man's bread, and not a choshiva bread, like an expensive, a very deluxe, or matzah. So if you boiled the wheat first, that's no good. Prat lecholit, not because it's chometz, but because it's choshev. Uli yashisha, the yashisha. Also Rashi says that's glusko gedolo, a very big piece of matzah. You want to make it, raise a 20-pound matzah. You're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah pesach b'night. Because also it's not called lechemoni. Lechemoni has to mean like a poor man eats one piece, one matzah that we have. But a tremendously big matzah, you're not yoytze because it's a sorin of lechemoni. That's what the Braisa darshins. So the more yochul lo yoytze odim dechavosoi ele bapat hadorum. So b'zay, maybe your mamash have to have dirty black matzah. It can't be even clean now flour. Like Rashi says, Hadar means shenitto kol hadar adayin opaskim, and we have black flour you have to use. Lechemoni, mamish, the worst flour there is. Tamaloy mamatzis matzis ribui. No, v'yafilo kematzis shol shloimen. Even though it's nice, clean flour, like shloimen melech used, you're allowed to be yetz the mitzvahs matzah. Just the matzah should not be boiled first, or else very, very big, that's no good. But the flour could be as clean as you want. For the Morin Cain, matam loy melechemoni. If you tell me now matzahs, tell me even nice matzah like Shlomo HaMelech's matzah. So what's the pshan lechemoni? Prat lecholot lashisha, like we said. Only you can't do something extra special. Not making it clean, but cholot means boiling the flour first. Or else lashisha, making a very nice big matzah, that's no good. For the Morin, my mashma, how do I know? Tahay ashisha lishna de chashivuso. How do I know that ashisha means something very expensive, a deluxe type of a bread? The Pasuk says, "Vayechalek l'cholom." This is by David HaMelech. After he made it for king, he gave out matonis food to everybody. Vayechalek l'cholom, l'chol ha'moin Yisrael, to everybody gave out portions. Le'meish v'yadisha, for man to a lady. Le'ish, he gave to a man chalas lechemachas, one whole piece of bread. V'esh par echod, that's a gzunta piece of meat. V'yashisho achas, and one nice also a deluxe piece of bread. So you see, ashisha means something very nice. The Yom Rav Chonan Bar Abba, ashpo, what is that? That's echad mishisha bapar. One sixth of an ox. That's a portion he gave to everybody there. Everybody got one sixth of an ox to eat. That's how much meat they got to eat. Ashisha, what does that mean? Echad mishisha beifo. One of a sixth of an eifo. That's also a tremendous amount of flour. That's how much each bread was. So that's right, ashisha means a very deluxe type of a bread. More pliga de Shmuel. This man, the Yom argues on Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says not like this. He says, Ashisha is garbo de chamra. It was like a jug of wine that he gave out. Trashi eifa shalhin, shal yayin. An eifa made out of wine, that's what he gave out. And, yeah. And what's his raya? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'yoyev v'yashisha anovim. You see, it has to do with grapes. That Ashisha goes on grapes, goes on wine. Right, turn around, bottom. Ein oifin pas over beyond the Pesach. You can't bake a nice thick matzah on Pesach. Tivri b'sham, that's b'sham eshit.